Get fucked up.
And there's our intro.
Yeah.
Are we recording already?
Yeah, yeah, we're recording. Alright, so we are now recording the actual intro.
Get fucked up.
You just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I now have to play the actual clip, which means you're going to make me actually edit.
Oh no, you actually have to do your job.
Do your job.
I'm the guy that does the fucking job. You must be the other guy.
Grumble.
So, welcome to Has Been Airsoft.
Ooh.
Steal Rich's like, shit.
No, it's fine. There I'm going to be gone soon, so I'm
yeah,
be
so
able
we got
to
switch.
That.
Up.
Yeah.
So, as usual, I'm Mike. I don't really talk that often, but you know my voice. We have Demo.
Hi, I don't talk that often either.
We've got Rich.
And I don't shut up.
We've got a return.
Finish your sentence.
Today, Junior,
the prodigal son has returned. It's been a minute, but I'm back.
I get it.
Wait,
I wasn't able to
prodigal?
Sleep yet.
Yeah.
You should probably
Jeff Goldblum
for that. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound
working.
Sounds like
you get a shot of penicillin, and the clap goes away.
Cream for that now.
That's Jungle, if anyone didn't realize. And then we have Scuba.
Yep. How's it going?
The child.
Fuck you. All right, Demo's younger than me.
Is he?
Are you really?
Is it?
22.
No, I'm 22 also. No.
Wow. This is already getting forked.
Yeah.
And we have Dave.
Who likes to drink a lot. So
and,
other than that.
And Dave actually has our topic for tonight, which is which is good.
I do. Something that kind of came off...
presented an hour ago.
Kinda, yeah, pretty much. Kind of came off the rails just...
We played real close to the vest here.
Yeah, just, you know, pump the brakes a little bit.
You know, 5-yard line.
Need my range.
I recognize myself. So pretty much like I thought about today's topic... As. Oh yeah,
you're fucking welcome.
Wait, just shut,
no,
you
no.
Shut your whore mouth.
No,
that's like Navy SEALs had Bruce Willis and Tears of the Sun had Charlie Sheen.
Stop it.
And
stop
Charlie
it.
Sheen.
No,
had
we're not.
No, Charlie Sheen was in Platoon.
Charlie Sheen was in Platoon.
All right, we get it.
back All right, let's get back on track here. Dave had the topic, so Dave should explain that.
And they all had Kevin Bacon. So
yes.
Pretty much the way I thought about it is if you were to ever run a game or host a game or write a game, where would it be, whether it's a real place or a fictional place, and why?
Harambe's enclosure.
It was just a gorilla.
For
nobody
those,
cares
for those
about
of you
it.
Who aren't watching it on video because we don't post up video, Dave just tried to push Scuba off the chair.
Yes. Yes, I did.
He said he'd walk out. I mean, he didn't, though.
No, not this time. That was a couple episodes
That's
ago.
Quick?
No, it's Scuba's.
Oh.
Was it Trade the Train?
Yeah. So, pretty much I was talking about The Rock so earlier, and it kind of got me thinking. I would absolutely run a game on Alcatraz.
Yeah.
Badass.
I think it would be like a kind of like a Milsom West style game
so
on
like
Alcatraz.
The Rock.
So pretty much, yes, reenact The Rock,
oh, man.
Including rolling through the boilers.
Fuck the shower scene.
I'd, what?
The
you
scene
fuck
in the shower.
Shower?
But you've never fucked in the shower?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
please.
Fuck the shower scene.
Fucked
oh.
by.
See,
no, that's...
just, you don't choose that entry point. It's as simple as that, because we will have the high ground. And you will need to take that order.
I really just want to scream glass or plastic at somebody.
Because lips change, glass or plastic.
That's actually one of the topics I was thinking of tonight. To go off track for a second, was I was sitting at the apartment, and I was looking through movies to watch for the night, and The Rock was there. I was just like, I looked at Denise, and I was like, glass or plastic? She's like, what? I'm like, glass or plastic? Glass or plastic? And I was like, wait a minute. Why don't we talk about BBs tonight? Glass or plastic, like the 270s. And then I was like, no, that's fucking stupid. We shouldn't talk about BBs tonight. And then
absolutely not, yeah.
So
The way I looked at it is do one team infiltrates, obviously, and then you have another team on the grounds setting up a defense. You would probably, I'd probably say hire a private company just to run back and forth for boating so people aren't bringing their own boats and being stupid with it. I see Megalo's wheels turning, trying to be stupid with it.
These aren't things that would actually happen, so don't try to logistics.
No,
this.
Actually, what I was really hoping would happen
no, your
is
Pegasus
that,
will not
is
work.
That, no, someone would throw tomato at me at this game. That way I have to use my EpiPen, and I'd be like, want me to stab this into my chest?
Are you fucking nuts?
Stick this in my heart? Are you fucking nuts?
You know, the first thing I would do, I would lock you in one of the cells. And I would give you...
I would leave you weights and some blankets.
But how in Zeus's butthole did you get out of this cell? So pretty much... I would run it that way, so if you hadn't noticed, if anyone's ever seen the movie The Rock, you should. And so, that's kind of like how I would base the game, including Sean Connery. I would find a way to bring him in.
Well, he's kind of on the run for tax evasion.
He's
so.
Kind of...
That's why he hasn't returned back to the States or done movies. He went to Scotland, there's an honor.
I thought it was
there.
Because League of Extraordinary Gentlemen literally ruined his entire reputation.
No, because they had him do other movies also, but because of tax evasion, he left.
What, can you believe he was offered the role of Gandalf and turned it down?
Yeah.
Your mother was
He was supposed to be in Range 15, which would have been awesome. Yeah, so that's pretty much my idea. I mean,
does that wrap up your idea?
Generally, I mean, for now.
Any more like logistics too? Because I got stuff running through my head.
Same. Yeah, I mean, I got a rant to go on.
Ooh, we got rants. I mean, that'll run everything up. That was kind of just a spur of the moment. That's something I kind of thought of.
Pretty badass, though.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. I mean, fucking, it was one of those things where it's like ridiculously awesome AO.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll never happen again. Ever. Thanks,
sorry,
John
guys,
Lube.
You missed it.
Thanks, John
Which
Lube.
Game?
I don't know. I would just assume John Lube would run a game there. And, you guys will never happen again!
Have you seen
I'll see you next year.
Yeah.
Red Storm will never happen again.
24 hours in hot tub.
They're playing ping pong and ding dang. We get it.
Stay tuned.
Little China. Stay tuned for Red Storm East. 10, 11, 12.
So, Mike,
13.
You said you have a rant of sort, unless...
So,
no,
rant,
go ahead.
Okay.
So, what I've always wanted to do is somehow figure out a way to split the difference between the guys who want a John Liu game and the guys who want to do, like, a Milsim West game. So, I would say you would run this at Fort Drum.
Okay.
Using... the map there, which I've never been to, but I'd love to go to. But just size, I never got to go to Drum. Yeah. I missed out 1 year. The next year I registered, got screwed out of it by work, and sold my ticket at the last minute.
Okay.
I was going to roll with the squad Canadians, which would have sucked, but...
Yeah, you would have got really...
Yeah.
It was guys from Arnie's who were going to go.
Goddamn carnies.
So damn it.
No, Arnie's not carnies.
No, Canadian Arnie's. They're carnies.
They're carnies. Circus goats. Scare the fuck out of me.
So, you run it at Drum, and the idea is you actually have two different registration queues for each side.
Okay.
So you have, like, militia, which are people who want to go and they want to do a John Liu style game.
Okay.
And then maybe half that number for each side, so maybe you have 100 militia. You then have 50 guys who are using almost a Milsim West rule set. So you're almost running two games at once.
Okay.
One where it's just, hey guys, have a huge skirmish in this awesome AO, and the other one that'll have objectives and awesome medic rules and all that shit.
Okay.
And that way, like, the guys who are playing the SF roles get to really feel like they're SF. And the guys who are just there and just want trigger time get to have trigger time.
Well, when you say SF roles, so you mean the people that are going that would be going for a Milsim West experience would be the quote-unquote, like, special forces?
Yeah, because they would actually be getting objectives.
Okay.
They'd be getting missions.
And they would still have to fight through stuff, but it wouldn't be things that are... It would be people that are going just to fuck around.
Yeah.
So in that essence, it would be less of a trained group of people going to do it. And more of
and that way it also reinforces that SF first militia type ideal.
And they gotta train the local populace.
And I mean, that's the thing, like, you could try and grab a squad, if you even get that, of the militia type dudes and bring them with you. Like, I think it would be really fun for both kinds of players, and I think it would do well as an event, because I think you would actually cater to both kinds of players.
Okay.
I don't think this isn't the pod. This isn't the time to deal, like, to go in and, like, delve in and ruin it, because this is just your idea for it.
Well,
but we're ruining it.
But no,
I don't want to shit all over it. I just have a lot.
There
of
is another.
But he is.
Well, so like where I'm pulling this from, I went and I did a LARP, and that is one of the lamest things. It was a lot of fun because I just stole things all weekend.
Lightning bolt.
And like, if I can run around and steal things, I'll have a fun time.
Go to Charlotte.
We're not editing that.
That's okay.
So, like, when you do a LARP, you play as your character.
Right.
And then, so at some LARPs, there's mandatory NPC shifts, where you have to go and be, like, a villager. non-player character.
Thank you.
You go and you're like a villager or like a monster. The one I went to, you could opt to do them, and you got like rewarded for doing it.
You're a monster! Yeah.
So like, I was a flame elemental. Literally, I ran around in this...
Cinderella.
Alright, no
So I...
Continue.
So I ran around in literally this like... flame tabard thing and hit people with a giant fucking staff for like
You're not at all.
I don't
Why are you the weirdest dude ever?
Let's talk about more of this offline.
And this is also the guy who wears women's size shoes and...
But that's because he has to. Like, I'm not defending him for wearing women's shoes because he's mega. I'm defending him because he has to wear women's
shoes.
We also requested woodland leggings.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear woodland leggings to a game.
No, to be fair, like, I would also do that.
Oh, God.
But I have the legs to do it.
I just have the thigh gap like a 14-year-old basic bitch.
Damn.
All right. Back on the topic for a second. So you were saying, so we'll skip all the things. You went to the LARP.
And so you have, you play as your character, and you also have to do shifts as an NPC.
Right.
And so what that lets you do is you have a group of people who are now being directed by the game staff to do things.
Right.
And because of that, you're able to create small stories or set piece battles that are fun and enjoyable. And so if you have that separate, where you're saying, all right, we have 50 dudes who want to almost have a story. They want to have an experience. And 100 dudes, you can say the word beer.
I'm just A. I didn't want to interrupt.
So, and then you have 100 dudes who are just, they were there for trigger time.
Right.
It still works.
No, it's...
And, I mean, there are some logistical issues
right.
with the rules. But I think if you set the medic and respawn rules for each of the groups right, you can keep there from being too many conflicts and people getting pissy at each other. Also, if you do the same thing with uniforms, where you say, the militias are in civilian clothes for the most part, and the SF's got, you know, the higher tier guys
right.
are in camouflage. It helps keep some of that of being an issue.
Okay. I like the concept behind it. That would be something that would be really cool to actually do.
Because I would love to do something like how Monty used to do.
Yeah.
And actually, there's a guy I know, he's one of Schultz's guys,
okay.
who's trying to do that type of event.
That is
unfortunately, I think his first game that's like modern, because in a bunch of Vietnam like that,
okay.
is the same weekend as Gladio.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, though, because I don't want to go to a first game. I'd rather see how
it he's done out. The Vietnam ones. He doesn't have the same level of NPCs.
Okay.
He's got less, but he's one of the guys who went to these games. He's a pretty smart guy. I think they'll end up going well. It's Anchor and Star, I think, is the company.
Okay.
Sounds like a good porn star.
What about you, John?
This is tough. It's more of like...
It can be a fictional character. In a place. I mean, he was a fairy and a flamer all weekend, so if you really need
flame
to, like...
elemental, and he wore a tabard.
I triggered you, I'm sorry.
As far as airsoft games go, like, this one would be completely off the rails and would never, ever happen.
An Arma map, I know.
That's doable.
Oh, damage!
No, it's AZ map, Chernovsk.
That's probably doable. But, no,
it's probably already happened in
fighting
Russia.
Fighting on CQB naval ships.
Ooh. All in the Intrepid.
The Intrepid. Like,
oh, you mean like what Mind Games Productions was supposed to do after Sovereign Fury?
I wanted to see
Soft
that.
And Fuzzy?
Like, not just like a
no,
single...
No, someone would have drowned.
Not just like a single destroyer. Like, have like a couple frigates.
Some boarding parties.
So you want to be an old school marine.
You
want to
do VBSS stuff.
Yeah, that.
You want to swing on ropes from ship to ship.
Babies.
And have
you
like...
You
want to
board people.
Yeah, essentially.
God, what is with us tonight?
Waterboard people?
No, just waterboard.
You mean
people.
Freedom Bath?
Swap their decks, you know, stuff like that.
I would love to see something.
It's an American baptism.
Yeah, I would love to see something like that. I mean, but to get the actual ships for that, you know.
We're not worried about the logistics, John. This is just your
game. This is
my
dream
game.
Yeah, this is my dream game. I want to do VBSS stuff, ship to ship combat.
Why are you slob squatting in a chair?
It's not even a proper slob squat. Your feet have to be flat.
This is how he's comfortable.
This is
Mango. We don't want to trigger
people.
That's true. So, John, continue.
Sat down.
Yeah, no, that's just the long and short of it. That's my ideal game. I would love to see something like that happen, but.
So you want to do some pirate shit?
Yes.
You want to like roll up on another boat with your boat like crash sides and like swing in and just murder everything.
I believe it's broadsides.
You watch your language. There's probably may or may not be. Map? No, there's no.
No, but I kiss
well,
your
maybe
mother.
Think
I was
about
say,
that.
Never mind.
Yeah, what made me think about that was
she made
me. Here I go. No, I'm gonna bring this
delicious.
Up. You know, playing Battlefield. There's a game mode called what was it? It's like Titan mode from 2142.
So it was a carrier assault.
A carrier assault. That's it. Battlefield 4 carrier assault. At the end of like that little conquest game, whoever actually no, you can board both ships.
Board boards.
Yeah.
Board.
Did you turn it to Swedish John?
Yeah.
Him
I would just
get him on.
Yeah,
just being in the ship. I was like, oh wow, this is actually pretty cool. Imagine this is an airsoft game. It might, you know, it could be a clusterfuck because airsoft CQB is always a clusterfuck.
Always.
And now you're putting it on boats.
Yeah, but now we're putting it on boats.
So I'm boat this time.
That's what kind of sparked the interest there. I'm just like, oh, you know, this would be pretty cool to, you know, see an airsoft game on, like a Nimitz class aircraft carrier or destroyer or something like that.
That'd be baller as fuck, and I'm in.
Yeah.
That just gives me an excuse to go get some MBSS and some all that awesome shit.
Yeah.
Bust out my flight suit.
Do force so recon.
Get that
kits,
masquerade
have more
nonsense.
Shit on your kit than you need.
Yeah.
Yep. But
the masquerade
just,
troll.
It's just fantasy at that point, but who knows? Never gonna happen.
Rich? I get made fun of for
a
while.
No,
he has
no.
Fantasy.
Mine's gonna because mine ties into everything you got. Mine isn't a specific place.
Because
mine
you lived in a fantasy store.
I don't have a
specific just stole things all
place again. In mind either.
I don't think mine exists.
Go on.
Continue.
Yeah.
Well, you can't yourself on the moon.
Damn it.
Oh man, the
fuck
rain.
You is so close.
The rain would be amazing.
A Maruia
right,
moon?
So this is my
you need
idea.
No
what about where the Maruia man played?
Actually, no, it wouldn't work.
It's ridiculous.
No atmosphere.
My idea would kind of be like a Burgette type / Cove type. So you're gonna have.
Hold on, I gotta start jerking off here.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, definitely unbutton your pants,
I'm
people.
I'm gonna move you aside.
So
you can get closer.
I like the length of Burgette. Burgette was like 5-7 days, something like that, right? And I love the Cove, how it's open field also. But I want it to be in a jungle environment, so it's gonna be really hot. Kind of humid.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking dope.
I've
but it's also
going
to be a huge field with a lot of role players, too. But you're not going to see people in the jungles. There's going to be a city within the within. So think of like a favela type.
I was going to say, you sound like you're assaulting Ho Chi Minh City.
Think of Tears of the Sun, almost.
Tears of the Sun, but then you roll into like
a favela like type scene, like huge, like.
So what you're saying is you want to storm Noriega and do that
100%.
Pretty much, you want to be detached with Southcom and doing all that stuff.
We'll talk about
there.
That offline.
That's definitely
but,
offline radio.
Yeah. Anyway, so
you've been watching
it would be,
Ghost, haven't you?
No, I haven't watched a single episode of it
you
too, and
to.
I need to. So. I really want to do a game in a really hot environment where weather can be unpredictable sometimes, so it can rain, or it could be super just hot and humid, but fuck snow, because I hate the cold. But I want it to be where it could be a whole day you're going to go and you're not going to see anybody, or you can go into a fucking city and you're going to be like going up against like 150 fucking people.
Because
the people in the city can go just like, oh, they're just looking at you weird to, hey, we're about to fuck you up.
That sounds almost like that experience I had at Milsom West in South Carolina. I mean, same environment except without the city and the civilians. That's really it.
Really?
Unpredictable weather is the biggest part.
South
Carolina, yeah. They have the unpredictable weather. I'm talking like jungle hot weather, though. And
oh,
like,
fuck.
Let's worry about
BBs and malaria.
Fuck it, you know?
Malaria pills will make you hallucinate something ill.
Malaria pills are being linked to brain damage.
Alright, I'm not... I mean, there's kind of a correlation there.
Yeah. So, like, they're finally being like, oh, we can't give out the malaria pills anymore when people go deploy to malaria-ridden places because we're finding people coming back with brain damage.
Thank the fucking Lord.
Now, anyway. They're still going to give you something for it. Just not the stuff that they have been. You're still going to hallucinate.
Agent Orange.
Basically.
Yeah, it would be a huge AO, and like I said, you can go like maybe even 2 days without seeing somebody, but you're gonna be out there in the field like huffing and puffing. Like, it's gonna fucking suck. You know, you gotta carry everything with you. There's no going back to cars. There's none of that bullshit. You are going nonstop for those 7 days.
And so Milsom West, not in the areas Milsom West has done it before.
100%.
But you have to travel very
but also a lot of role players, though. I'm talking like 400 role players.
That'd be dope.
So
it would
so
be
ridiculous.
You want to have the same amount of same amount of player base, but also with role players. So
now,
say if it's a
300-person
game,
team versus team, or would it be a team that goes in and has objectives to do, and then there's role players fucking that up?
It's, you know, team versus
no
team plus role players fucking it up. It's you're going against another team. Say, I don't give a fuck. U.S. versus Russia. Let's just say for fuck's sake. And then you also have those.
You
know,
haven't confirmed the U.S. Army is engaging in operations against Russia.
We'll talk about that
stop
later.
Fucking stop.
But I think it would be really cool if, you know, not only are you going up against a team of 200 people and trying to get objectives done, but you're fucking going up against possibly 400.
You may have another 300 people.
Yeah, that are fucking
for, like,
trying
a militia
to kill you.
Yeah,
but you're not going to be in contact with other people from other squads and everything. You know, it's your squad holding down a sector and going in and doing their own missions and everything. You're probably not going to see other people from your whole entire, like,
faction,
company and team besides just your squad.
Hell, as far as
whole
I know,
7 days.
As far as I know, Milsom West hasn't even done something as full as that. It's usually
the,
just U.S. versus
game,
Russia.
The new game that they're doing is going to try to be like that. That's
yeah.
Like, that's
what are they
I mean,
trying to do?
I mean, they're trying to push towards that.
So the Milsom West game that they're doing, I forget what it's called, but basically what they're doing is there's a Russian side and a U.S. side like normal.
Mm-hmm.
And a militia side. But there's also a civilian side that has a government structure and jobs and stuff like that. And the whole point is that each side, like the U.S. and the Russians, are trying to get the civilian populace to vote for which side they're going to fight on by doing tasks for them and completing things for them. The more things that they get completed and get will give them...
This game has
like,
excited Demo so much he's stroking his cock. And
now Jungle's fucking his cock.
We'll post a picture on Instagram and let you all know.
So the civilian side needs stuff done for them. If they get it, they get points towards, like, the win. And
sure.
Then the same thing with the U.S.-Russian side. And basically, if let's say a U.S. dude kills a civilian that's not warranted, what happens is that when the dude respawns, he'll automatically go to the militia of the opposite side.
Okay.
So that's they're trying to do something similar to that right now.
All right. That's pretty badass, but like I said, I just really want a really, really, like, warm environment, like, you're gonna be fucking sweating the whole time. Like, you wake up, you're sweating. I don't give a fuck. And even with you kind of going against that already, like what you said, I just thought of something too. Maybe if it's even like, it's your squad versus every other squad. So if you run into another squad, you have to fuck them up. It's no, this person's on my team, or this person, or are they on my team? It's, hey, they're not in our squad. You gotta fucking fuck them up, or else you're gonna be dead.
So, to draw on one thing that might enhance that, at one of the Raptat games, they had
who?
That's
literally
like,
who?
That
so who? What are you
Raptat
fucking out?
Was the event production company that Raptor One had started? They put on a few games before they partnered with Milsom West, but in their most recent game that they put on in 2015, they had very strict rules of engagement as well for people that weren't clearly delineated as enemy combatants. So unless you saw them physically holding a gun, the NATO forces could not engage.
Even if you knew they were a bad guy.
Bad fucking ass.
So, like, adding that level to it, I think is...
Add another level to it. Even if they're holding a gun, they could be on your side, or could not, unless they're pointing it at you.
Or they've actually started to engage you.
Yeah.
So that's
another element.
But I mean, it's like, it's literally your, like, non-person squad. Or if you guys are going together as, like, a platoon size, whatever, it's that. You guys are versing everybody else. I think that would make for a fucking crazy game.
You would have to find, like, the player base for it, which there are
there
people
definitely
who...
is people out there that would be for the player base, but I'm talking, like, you just have to find the space. You would need a huge AO. I'm talking, like, 2 miles.
I don't think space is the problem. It's just a matter of...
2 miles aside? 2 miles square?
2 miles side.
Because like, what was... How big was that game... that Milton West Coast did.
What?
It was in Washington.
4 square miles, yeah.
That the dude who wrote the Love of Zero Heroes book, he attended.
No,
it was a Milton West game. It was huge. Like
Harambe?
Stop it.
Kill yourself.
Party foul.
Alcohol abuse.
That's
so
fucked
that
up.
Was,
you just broke my beer.
It wasn't.
Oh.
That's alcohol abuse.
Caspian, because that one's the one coming up. It was.
Clash on the Steps.
I'll fix you beer.
It was either Clash on the Steps or Assault on Volgograd. It was
I think
one
Clash
of those,
on the Steps.
Yeah, it was
I
one
think
of
that
those
was
two. Change the conversation real quick. Nah,
I'll make this right.
There
it's okay.
Be,
there's probably shards of glass in there. That's not a smart idea.
You think so?
I wouldn't do that.
You won't. Don't be a pussy.
Don't
please
do it.
Don't.
I can't apply poor first aid to your stomach, Scuba.
Really?
You can apply it to his butthole.
Booty hole.
Booty hole.
I'm waiting for him to open that and just smash it on the ground. Look, I fixed it.
Smash it on you.
Booty,
yeah.
Booty,
I remember my opening my
yeah,
first
they're
beer.
Really, no,
they're also
for some reason,
tops.
These shipyards are really ridiculous.
Because they're twist tops, numbnuts. It's domestic.
Don't worry, I'll feed you.
No, that's not a twist top.
That's a twist.
Yeah, it is.
What is going on?
Dude, this twist top.
Got ridges.
Not ruffles.
There you go, babe.
I tried
rich
to
for
it
your pleasure.
Maybe I'm just a bitch or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever. Okay, so
let's get back to the topic.
Yeah.
Napkins or just
no, it's a garage. It'll be okay.
Let it ferment.
Then we'll have a new beer.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Get some wild yeast going. Scuba's floor beer.
Who is next?
Yeah, the rock, paper, scissors, four. Do you want to go last?
Don't
you?
Go
yeah,
last.
He does because he's rich.
Pretty. So my concept for the Dream Airsoft event doesn't really exist yet. AO, I don't really have anything in mind per se. All
right, what type of AO then?
A mix.
Does it matter?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
All you need is a main compound that the end assault leads up to.
Blank.
And when I say that, I'm not talking about a mount facility. I'm talking about stuff that I'm used to, where I actually want doors with appropriate locks you need to know how to break the fuck into. And
or
like
pick. Oh God,
that
something
type
like a pick
of assault.
Dude, that'd be dope.
And ultimately, you're trying to get into the secure facility where maybe you got to crack open a computer case, steal some hard drives, get them back to your drop zone, see what's on there.
That's
what I want. And accompany that with, it can all be fake because you're not going to actually get this in real life, but the type of reconnaissance data that would typically go into an assault like that. So whether it's false overhead EOIR images or SIGINT data that you can, you know, it's easy enough to do some bullshit Googling and all that, but like, actually give someone a real fucking experience of what a raid like that would go into.
Because
everyone's all like, I just want to kick in fucking doors and blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
that's
not
how it works, homie.
Right.
Duh, that's why I joined the military.
The problem with that is how big of a player base would you want?
So that's the problem. It's like,
would
you know,
do this almost as like a set piece type
deal? Hold on.
The way I see this,
my topic is going to work with all of these. So
the way I see it, this is more prime for like an AMS dam mission, but like on fucking steroids.
Okay.
You know, and that's kind of ultimately what I would like to actually see, because at a certain point, I'm just kind of tired of slinging BBs at people, you know? Like, I want some more realism.
More depth to the game?
Yeah, I mean, that's really what I'm looking for, because everyone's
depth
like,
or
oh,
death.
Both.
Dude, everyone likes to impersonate
both
these high-speed operators, but no one actually really understands.
Dude, I mean, we're all like, you know, low-speed, high-drag people.
No,
sitting around a table
we all accept that. We understand that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about all the people that dress the part and walk and talk the part without actually understanding.
Speaking of, when
this
do you want to do your
doable.
Your Silkies games?
Whenever. I mean, I got them at the ready. So,
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, appropriate, like, GSA-rated locks on doors that you need to either break through the fucking sheetrock to get through, or, you know, it could even be set to the factory combo for that, so even...
1, 2, 3, 4.
No, it's not.
So what you're saying is I get a chance
one,
to
two,
finally
three, four,
use
five.
My
that's
breaching
amazing.
Kit.
Sure.
Same combination
I mean,
as
that's a good breaching kit, too.
That's a, well, yeah, it's a really good breaching kit.
You know, that's kind of what I'm thinking, or you could even have, like, So, like, you get the hard drive back, but then you have to also find the appropriate safe inside the area that has...
the crypto keys.
The... well, I mean, it's not going to be crypto.
Quote, unquote,
but like,
crypto keys.
You could have it be, like, your fucking admin login so that way you can actually see the information on the hard drive.
Right.
And then, you know, you could have, like, a crypto key so you can radio in once you have, like, hey, so-and-so is the next target they're planning on attacking. You know, go out and get ahead of them.
Would you do that, or would you bring a non-combatant with you? That's a computer nerd.
You can do that
too. And then
too.
You need to set up perimeter while
sure.
they're hacking, per se. I mean, everyone's seen Jurassic Park.
Where the
everybody
fuck is
knows
the
exactly
van?
How that happens. So
it's like going to Friendster. It's on Friendster. Get me out of Friendster.
That's not funny if this works.
Are you sure? I saw Jurassic Park. That's totally how it happens.
Yeah.
Actually, what she uses in Jurassic Park is an actual. There was a file system for Unix where you could actually do like a 3D representation of your file system. And, like, that's actually what it is in the movie that she's going through.
That sounds terrible because it makes a helicopter noise as she's moving to each thing.
It's also HP Unix, so it's, like, one of the oldest fucking operating
yeah.
systems there
yeah.
is.
But yet they can make dinosaurs.
Well,
just
yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, you get five Cray supercomputers, you can do anything.
Just loop in a couple PS3s.
I was gonna say.
Fine.
Actually, I think your phone probably has more processing power than a
now.
Cray from that era did.
Sad.
So, Rich... the last person to speak.
All right. So, here's the thing. Here's my thing about airsoft that I enjoy. I like. We'll bring back the video games for a second. So,
Call of Duty.
No. I am not a huge fan of multiplayer. I don't, and the reason why is because I don't like a constant barrage of just shooting back and forth at people. Who's the better skilled? Or I like a good story, but. When you try to incorporate story into airsoft, when everybody doesn't have the same mindset, it doesn't work. So what my thought process on it would be, and it would be just like GMR was trying to do with their game type.
Yeah.
Instead of having a game that is, you have an objective, and like, we'll take Millicent West for example. They get to an area, they hold it down, they send people out to do stuff, you have your group doing security and whatever, and there's another team doing the same exact thing. It would be teams. It could be squad size, so you take 12 to a team, and role players. And when I say role players, I don't mean like people specifically playing a role, but people that are not on an opposite team. You're not fighting another team. Think of terrorist hunt in Siege.
Yeah.
You're going in, you're clearing stuff out, and then if you get shot, you get healed in time, you're down. There's no respawns. You have an objective, you have to go in, you have to do it, you have to get it. Once you get it, you get out, boom. And there's no like point system or anything like that, but the more you progress and the more information you get would go from there. So your idea would be the best one to tie in with that. Because it would be, let's say that you have a mission that you need to do, like the whole idea of you have a lot of stuff to do before this actual raid.
Yeah.
And it would be, let's say it's a 3-day event, but a full 3-day event. Like, you get there on Thursday, and then it starts Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The player cap could be 120. That would be...
but you go through different...
Well, I'll explain. There'd be 120 people. That would be a fire team of 12. Or a squad of 12. That would be 10 of them. So this way, the first day, you can have two or three individual scenarios going, and each one that you do and complete... if you complete it one way, it'll give you more information to go to the next thing to move on. You don't ever get to a point where, like, you'll always get something out of it.
Now, would you have role players, or would you use players who are not part of
a
mission?
No. You're not using other teams.
Because, so, one of the things that the LARP thing does is, when you do your NPC shift, if you do it well, you get rewarded for doing it.
But the thing is
so that way, it lowers your overhead.
But here's...
we're not
doing logistics. This is just a made-up thing. Because if another team is playing the bad guys, first off, they're playing it like airsofters.
Mm.
So there's number one. So it's not going to be that experience that people want, the kick in doors and kill people experience. Number two, they're going to know the layout beforehand.
Mm.
So that ruins it for them going in again. So it would be people who, it could be a fucking, like, if you could hire one of those op four groups to do it. You know, like how they have the op four groups that work with the militaries and stuff like that for training. Something like that. Where they're in there, they're just, this is what your task is, this is what you have to do. you know, all you know is that people are coming. They don't get told when they're coming. They just get told when their scenario is ending, in like when it's ending in resetting, or like this is the window where this team's going to come in. So they can set up whatever kind of precautions they want to try to stop it, or they can be like, "Hey, your job to do here is act normal. Nothing is supposed to happen." So this way, when it does happen, they're going to have to get ready to do something. They're going to have to be prepared. They're not going to be thinking, okay, well, they're going to be coming, so we're going to take this box, we're going to hide it in the back corner, we're going to put 7 people in front of it, we're going to close that door and put something in front of it, and then we're going to have 3 guys in the hallway with Thunder Bees and pea grenades, just going to be chucking them out the whole time, because that's not how the real world works. It would be the closest thing to a real world scenario.
Okay.
And John's idea for having, like, where you have to do so much beforehand would be it. And then that final objective that you would like, this is like a tie into that, because I like your idea a lot. So, like, that final, you have to assault this compound to get the information to come back to do something. You can have where, like, you know that the final thing is you're going to be raiding this. And everything you're doing up to that is to get information. But there would also be a group of these role players, is the term that we'll use, the NPCs as well, would be there. And they have, like, for the 3 days, they'd be there the whole entire time. And they would have, like, this is what you need. Like, there'd be guards, there'd be, like, office workers, stuff like that in there. So this way, you can have a recon team out reconning that the entire time. Getting patterns, tracking people, seeing who's there for what, day-night cycles, seeing if you can see anything. If somebody uses a key card to get in, if somebody uses a punch code to get in, if somebody uses a physical key to get in, something of the sort where you can see these things so you have all this information. And you would get, like, let's say that you wanted to do it, you would have to take away from your squad to go do recon. So while you take away from your squad to go do recon, that's great. You have somebody watching this thing you're going to hit eventually. But now you have, let's say you send 4 there. Now you only have 8 people hitting whatever this objective is.
You know, on a smaller scale, this is entirely doable.
Yeah, no, it's 100% doable. You just need the people that would want something like this. You would need the space to do it, which would be hard to do because you don't want to do something that's immersive. You wouldn't want to do at an airsoft field that has a village,
yeah,
or in an indoor place that has a village.
But to start it,
that's
to do a proof of concept game,
right? But the thing is that it's going to be hard because people aren't going to want to show up to wait for 4, 5, 6, 7 hours to go do their thing. They're not going to want to pay the amount that it would need to be to do.
Yeah,
that.
I was going
to
bring that up. Airsofters, even at Milsom West, at its at like that level of immersion, at highest point, players get impatient.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to want trigger time.
Right.
So what if you do, like a 3-gun or, like, an IP6-style shoot? Just something to keep people occupied. Do it on a smaller scale. Not 120 players and not a huge amount of role players until you get this idea big enough.
Right.
Let's say you get, all right, we'll try and do a game with 4 squads of 12 people, all right, and maybe, like, a half a dozen, like, 6 role players. And you run them through, and everyone else, the other 36 people, are doing some kind of IP6 thing, or you just have targets set up, and, you know, like, there's the, like, some, like, one of the shooting systems, like, Strike Force has.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something like
yeah.
that. Just something to keep people occupied and shooting and working on things while they're doing it.
Right.
Or you can have the 6 people, your 6 NPCs, doing the event. And then if you're going to do some kind of where what you get from this leads to something else, you can have guys, like, go and do a walkthrough and try and plan out what they're going to do for the next bit once they've gotten their intel.
And that's something we can talk about offline, like,
yeah,
not on the podcast.
I mean, either that or they can
it's entirely doable, and I think it would be ridiculously fun.
Spend their time when they're not doing the mission gathering intel.
Yeah. I got a question. How many days would your event be?
3 days.
3 days?
It would
72 hours?
It would be 72 hours, and there would be downtime where you're not on the gun, but you can use that, but you would have to use that to go over until you found it this spot.
I was going
to
say, like, if you time together, then you could literally have it set up, like, you could have, quote-unquote, mobile skiffs, where in your downtime, you're reviewing intel data,
yeah,
planning your assault,
yep,
like, going through the typical steps that you would leading up to hitting a target of that nature.
And, the last part of it, the last part that would bring everything to fruition, that would make me the happiest little girl in the world.
Everyone gets naked.
Well, no. Would be, as we talked about earlier, all gas blowback.
Yeah.
Yep.
What?
Because
I'm in.
Yep.
then you,
realism.
Because then, yeah, realism. You're not fucking. You're not running through dumping shit.
Give me
you're
a
not
shipyard,
going fucking crazy like that. This way, you have a limited ammo. You have a limited ammo count.
Doesn't matter. Surprise me.
Get more
it would be. It would be where that you'd have the loud noises. It would be very loud, so you couldn't like. You couldn't just sit there and talk easily. You would need to have good communication. Like,
right?
That's not a twist.
It is a twist, though. Look.
You're just a bitch.
No, dude. I was fucking hurting, too. I'm sorry, Rich.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. Brick can't even do it.
Jesus Christ. That's on there.
You got a pair of pliers?
Look at the dildo.
Oh, he's going to get the inside of the dildo.
Yeah. Thanks for policing it up, guys. Whose is this? Yours?
Mine.
Yours. There you go. Well, you don't have a full thumb, so that's probably why.
Thank you, Matt Allen, for the armadillo. Still using it right now.
But yeah, so that's like, that's my big overall thing. The only thing that would suck is that you people would want to use saws, obviously, because they're great to use.
Gas blowback saws.
Just limited ammo capacity.
It would have to be a limited ammo capacity. Or, you know, honestly, what it would be like...
So what about an HPA saw with the tiniest tang?
I was going to say, well, no, not even that. It doesn't matter about what, it's all about BB capacity. That's the main thing. So with that, you could use an electronic one, but you would use, like, a 200 round mid-cap Stanag. Clip it in there.
Ooh.
So this way you're limited to 200, that
thing.
And you would need to keep the box on it just for that, like... Just to have it
the
there.
Box. I see John's...
The box with a leg
I was going to say,
it.
With the 249, like, when you're using the box, man, you have to kind of judge the capacity of, like, the hose, because it's not going to feed all the way.
I'm not saying that you would use the box. I'm saying the box would be on there, just for aesthetic purposes.
It's not going to fit, though. But, like, I've tried
John,
it before.
John, it's just... It's my fucking game.
Alright, I'm going to imagine the 249 box mag fits with the Stanag. Okay.
Yeah, that's what you do. You cut a fucking hole in both things and you shove it in there.
Yeah, holes and shoving.
That's how it works.
Yeah,
and
that's Rich's sex life,
basically. So, and that would be like... And then from there, because then, at that point, because of the limited capacity you have, you know you couldn't be just like... Just standing at a window going, and just shooting 120 rounds and reloading quick. So this way it would also bring into the idea of people using sniper rifles as well.
Yeah.
Springer gas wouldn't matter, because then you would have that recon element. And when you have somebody like Schultz who fucking could build that monster that he has, that would come in handy. Because at that, I mean, yeah, you couldn't put shit through walls, which you would want to do.
And shoot through schools.
Right. You couldn't do
I'd
that.
I'd bring back Secret Weapon Dan Shooter. That's who I'd bring back.
I would actually bring him back.
Speaking of ridiculous sniper rifles, what I would always have loved to have used at an op as a sniper spotter team is a bolt action man marker round rifle. So get like a 5.56 700.
Okay.
And put the 5.56 man marker, UTM man markers in it. And like you have like a 100-yard engagement distance. Can man markers even shoot that far?
I don't know if the UTMs shoot that far,
yeah.
To be completely honest.
And you could probably hit someone. You probably hit a torso at 100 yards with them.
Doing one of these, like, you know,
arc it.
See, I was really hoping they had good range.
I don't think.
No, I think you're.
No, dead. What you need to do is just get an Asahi M40A1
and convert
then,
it to 22.
One of like the 7 left in the world.
You
like,
one of the 7 the Japanese police didn't destroy.
and then you get the then you go buy
the blade
a,
bullet.
You go buy a box of the blade bullet. You know, that don't exist anymore either, and then you're set. That's my dream airsoft gun.
Oh,
that's
wait,
it.
So you want to shoot 22s at people?
That's my, yeah, that's my
wait,
dream airsoft
that's
gun.
That's the sniper rifle that had the...
It had the shells that you had to... That you had a small little, like, pump.
Hand pump.
And you put it on, and you would actually compress the gas, that you, it was compressed air from around you, into the shell itself. So you had to individually load each one, and then put a BB in the top of it.
APS did something like that.
No. Those were just, like, shells that acted sort of like a nozzle. The shell actually holds.
No. APS did something like that.
Yeah, the shotguns do it.
No.
They also have a sniper rifle,
and each they have three different types of shells, and each one is a different FPS.
Yes,
but then again, it's APS.
You fill it with gas, load it in, different FPS.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I mean, how the Asahi worked was there was literally like a ramrod inside of it.
Car ramrod.
Say it.
Car ramrod.
Car ramrod.
So it actually had a firing pin, and it would actually hit and push the ramrod, which would unseat the BB, and then you have a pressure differential. and you would release the gas.
And the reason why they destroyed all of them is
because it had a firing pin.
It was
and
very
you could literally
convertible.
Just drop a 22 into it.
I remember hearing about there was a. I mean, just obviously we're getting way off topic, but there was like a
embrace
Japanese
it.
Sniper rifle that actually had pointed. I mean, not BBs, ball bearings, but an actual pointed projectile.
That's the blade round. It's not pointed forward. That pointed part was the tail.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it was like it was a cylinder that went in, had a kind of convex.
It slightly came out, like it had a slightly curved face.
As a closet, or
no.
Oh, we're not back on this flamer thing?
No. Flame elemental.
I'm so sorry. Oh, excuse me.
Did you yell flame all
as I were.
Wait, were you Chris Evans for the weekend?
Better than being Nicolas Cage in Ghost Rider, so.
Yeah, damn.
You're all right.
But yeah, no, that would be like.
But yeah, so the front was slightly convex. And then the back had like a teardrop shape to it, because that's for a better coefficient friction.
And that's my dream aerosol. That's another cap. That's tough for another
time. Yeah, but,
definitely.
If
man marker rounds have good range, I would love to be able to use one as a sniper spotter.
That's my fucking dream.
Just imagine, you're going into a building at, like, Drum or Staunton.
Yeah, where everything
and all of a sudden you hear a crack and you just get hit. And you don't see it.
And you're dead.
So you're
and then me and Schultz are somewhere sniggering in a corner.
While you're fucking bleeding out, yeah.
Yeah, that's my, like, all the places you guys said, all the, like, all the, like, the places that
it's
everybody
honestly,
said.
Honestly, it's doable.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
I got another one. Afghanistan! Let's play a game in Afghanistan. It'll be fun.
No thanks.
I was gonna say, yours is more scripted than anything else than, like, actual playing the game.
It's
but
scripted,
it's not,
but it's not.
It's not scripted. It's not scripted because the guys that are inside the building, they're not going to just... Oh, boom, boom, kill you. They're actually trying to prevent you from getting in. And if you're like fighting to get in and you run out of ammo,
you're fucked.
It's like you're gonna have to if you could want to bring extra ammo with you, that's fine. But you're gonna have to reload you're gonna have to reload those into the gun and it's gonna be 30 rounds at a time.
No, no speed loader. You said gas blowbacks?
No, you can use speed loaders. It's fine. But the thing
you gotta let us use speed loaders.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody has two thumbs except for you.
Because he killed the man with
thumbs up. But no, like that, and that would be
7/8.
Shut up. So, like, because there could be a thing where you might not even be able to get into the building because you're too loud getting there, or
yeah.
Somebody spots you, so you couldn't even make it in. And they're like, nope. They're not just trying. You're not. This isn't a game where like it's an experience, and you get whatever you want. You don't get a trophy at the end of it if you don't win. Like, no, you pay. You fucking do it.
So what you're saying is you want it to be one of those like. One of those video games where if you like you'd fed the story no matter what.
Yes.
But if you find all the little details
up,
it makes it
up,
so
like,
much better.
You want to Dark Souls it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to throw the controller at people.
I want to throw the controller at people.
No, because that controller's gonna be my gun. I'm not throwing my gun at people.
And that's the thing.
If they call it.
Leave little notes on the ground.
It's bringing it in like and saving Private Ryan.
Stage your head.
It makes everybody think more. And it's gonna be you're not going up against airsofters, you're going up against people who know how to operate and use firearms and know tactics. So and even then
they're just gonna smirch you.
And you might even get people that are tier fucking whatever for this group, or you can go out and be like hire an armed security guard company. They're not the best trained in the world. They know how to fire. They know how to use a pistol. But it's not like we're going to be going to breach a room. You get into a room, they're going to know you're there, and then they're going to counter that and come try to breach that. They're going to be all about a defensive mindset. And then when you get more towards your end of it, where there's the big raid at the end, if there's something that important there, there's going to be much better security there. And that security is going to have better weapons. They're going to have better mindsets and tactics. And at that point, so like let's say the first one you go to, you might not even need the full squad for it. You might only need a 4-man contingent to go in and get everything. And if you blast everybody in there, and don't do it stealthily and get everything out, then you're great. Like you go in, you don't kill anybody, you get the information you need, you dip, or you subdue somebody and nobody
dies. You get an S ranking on it?
Basically. But then the next one that you hit is not going to have as beefed up security. As if you go in guns blazing, you blast the fuck out of everybody, the next one you go to is going to have beefed up security because they're going to be expecting something.
See, what I would add to that is if you have a 5-man team...
Oh.
Oh, just remember, if you kill Ding Chavez in the first mission, he's not unlockable for the rest of the game. Pretty much, if one guy dies off your team, that's it.
Yeah.
If you have, if you got a 5-man squad and one dude gets burned off that, you're now down to 4-man, and then you have to do a 4-man for the rest of the time until you become.
That's not fun for
you. Here's how I would roll that. Your dude gets burned.
Yeah.
You're able to. Well, I was going to say that. That would be dope too.
I mean,
but that's something for other players. That's something for other players to do.
Jesus, Joe, you really want to go down the immersion road. It's like if your dude gets clapped up going in the first door of whatever village you're hitting. All right, you can do what you're doing, but then before you can do anything, like call for that, drag him out to whatever the point is, and at which point someone, whether it's a quasi technical insert,
right.
Helicopter here. Takes you back to your fob where you were staging out of, and he's out the game for like an hour getting treated.
Till the next level.
What I was going to say was, if you're able to apply for, because there would be a bigger medic role to that as well. If you're able to properly apply the combat, casualty care that he needs to TCCC to get him secured and stable, you can bring him back, but he can't. Like you bring him back, he can't operate the next mission.
What if it got to the point where, similar to how like the Mind Games one was, where you shuffle out whatever he took around the plate. Cool, he's fine. Took around the helmet, whatever. He took around in the gun. His gun is inactive. You got to use someone else's.
So I would enjoy the fuck out of that, but
it would work for this op.
But here's the thing: is that no. I'm not going that deep into it. I'm not. When it comes to the stuff that you're doing, you have an objective to do it, but we're not trying to make it to the point where, okay, so you have to know that I take around in the plate or in the arm or was in the gun and my shirt was in the gun.
That's why you can't use the card anymore.
But the card, The card idea is great in concept, but using it, I don't like the idea of it.
Okay.
And this is my game, so I can cry if I want to.
My games or mine games?
No, my game. Oh. My game. My game.
I mean, it's mind game. We'll probably cry.
If we want to.
But yeah, no. That's my idea. That's what I would want to do.
Where's my cock go?
Scuba. The fact that you don't know where your cock is. It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your cock is?
I don't know where your cock is.
Actually, dude, that thing went somewhere. I don't even know.
Last push.
I'll find it.
What'd you say?
Do you want to pause this and reset?
You want to take a break?
Yeah.
Oh, and so we're back after a little break. And we're just going to touch on, I guess, some coming games that we're going to and planning on going to.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
That works.
So I guess we'll bring up Gladio.
Yes.
Formal announcement, me and Schultz will not be RSVPing for Gladio.
Right.
So you'll have to find a new what sniper happens? Spawner team.
We're all like, yeah, I'm going.
We're
going
to instead go up to Oswego and get trashed.
That was the same week that they were going to do that. So yeah. They were like, oh, we might do, we're going to go to the game. And then today he was like, we're not going to go.
I texted him like during last week, and I was like, you know what, like it's your last semester there, only weekend that like works for me. Let's go and just do like a ridiculous weekend up there.
Word, maybe I should
respect
do that.
Yeah,
maybe we should do that instead of fucking going to the game.
No,
just crash in Schultz's frat house,
dude. Fuck it, you know what?
I
miss the frat life.
I've never been in a fraternity.
Never
I don't
not.
Plan on ever going to one.
I'm not gonna lie, it was a fun time, but like. I can totally go without paying dues ever again.
We were
again.
30 seconds into this conversation before it got sidetracked.
Yes.
So let's just end that in there.
Back on Gladio.
Let's get back on track for Gladio.
I don't even think we were 30 seconds.
Drinking bros. It's right in the dicks.
So now it's me, Demo, that are here. Scuba, you are going, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go, I think.
Woo!
Well, are you or not?
I'm going.
Yes,
right now.
Going.
Say
I'm
it
going.
On air.
Right,
say it on air so it has to happen.
Fuck off. It doesn't have to happen, all right? No. All right, so...
No.
I'm kind of getting forced to, but I really want to go, so
nobody's
I'm going
to
go.
Nobody's forced you to do anything. You're a fucking adult.
Bullshit. You guys were like, you're going to be a bitch if you don't go, so...
I don't remember saying that.
I don't remember saying that.
Actually, I said that.
So yeah.
For someone who's in a frat, you caved to peer pressure pretty easily.
Well, yeah, he was in a frat.
Yeah, I was in a frat. Come on, man.
Jinx.
So.
Yeah, no, I'm
going
to go.
We have a bunch of us going, and I think it's going to be a good time.
See, you guys put together a full squad now.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be
gonna
ragtag. Ragtag rascals.
Oh, it's
That's
it's
literally
rag.
Exactly how it's going to be.
It's ragtaggiest.
No, it's going to be HPHNs.
What team?
Far
are we
from
what?
No, it's not.
Very far from it.
No.
Are we going to announce that?
What
team are we going to be?
No.
No.
Like what the team name is or what?
No.
Color?
What
color?
Clearly going.
We're going
Sato and
Tan. Yeah. No, we're going to Sato.
Because it's north versus south, and south is that woodland bullshit. Yeah.
And the
it's,
north
it's Stonewall.
South will not.
Oh,
south who owns the north?
Rise again.
Yeah,
king of the north.
Stonewall 2.0. No, so it's playing
the
playing
king
of
the north.
The king of the north. Tom Crossfire. The king of the north.
What is that from?
From Game of Thrones.
I don't watch
Stop
that.
Stop cackling like a hyena.
Holy fuck. I've never heard Megalo like laugh like that.
So,
I think
Gladio.
Gladio we're going to.
Gladio you guys are going to.
That's the one that's at like the couples retreat resort.
Couples retreat. Yeah. So you're going to see a lot of heart-shaped beds. A lot of like heart-shaped bathtubs.
A lot of room.
A lot of like
quarters
that vibrate.
A lot of ceiling mirrors.
If I don't get pictures of people in bathtubs, I'm going to be really upset with you guys.
I need sexy Snapchats. In the heart-shaped bed.
I only send sexy Snapchats, so...
I know, that's why I got rid of Snapchat.
Yo, I got you, fam.
I don't get
I love
any of those.
Snapchat.
You're married now.
It doesn't mean you can't be my side piece.
I was going to say you're out of my league, but that's a lie.
Yeah, he's not in your league.
That's true, you're too old.
That's true. You're way out of your age.
Way out of my age.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm like,
you've been out of
your
age
for
like 5 years now.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, going on 7.
Yeah.
You're not 19 anymore.
He's not wrong.
It's not a lie.
So, Gladio.
But yeah, no, so we're going to that. But
you want me to come back something after this?
We don't need to talk about that at all. What's now? Iron something?
Alright, so...
Ironside!
Old Ironside?
Not
Michael Ironside?
About Airsoft for long enough and been away from the
bullshit. Because you quit!
Hold on. Yeah,
guys catch up next?
Let's put this on the record. Jungle quit for about a month.
Well, no. I didn't say I was
Jungle quit like
quitting.
A 14-year-old girl goes on a hunter
taking a break.
Hunger strike.
Yeah, it was paring down because after the bullshit of Stonewall, I was just kind of like, I need to take a big step back.
Patently false. You were like, I'm done with Airsoft.
Thank you. Hold on.
No, he didn't say that. He said, I'm done. I'm keeping a chest rig, and I'm keeping a gun.
Keeping the middle.
But I'm not... I'd rather go to a big game as a photographer and take pictures that way and enjoy it in that sense than go to a game and play in it and have a bad experience playing. So I'll do pickup games, and I'll do Sunday stuff with the stuff that I have, but I'm not going to a big game.
But then again, we also did ask you to... run a game with a different group of people to see if that was possible.
No, I mean that might be a contributing factor.
We'll see when that comes.
Well, yeah, like I obviously have to go to the game. It's
but the whole thing.
But
is Iron
Horse, it's at the AO that I've never been to and want to. It's American Milsim at Guardian Center.
So dope.
Greatest place.
I had a good time at Faded Giant, even though that AO was
the AO was frankly shit.
Yeah, it was meh.
It was
at
too
best.
Small. You were on top of each other.
Right. So that's where I like their format. I like the way they run their games.
Yeah, there were no pretty girls there.
And then
what's their
not a single one.
Girls never came.
So American Milsim is you play for 10 to 12 hours on Saturday, come back Sunday, do like a 4-hour jammy, and you're done.
Okay.
So it's not continuous, which I can get down on. It's kind of that happy medium in between, like, a Black Sheep MSATO 24-hour and, like, the John Liu, you're taking a break every 3 hours.
I break it.
Which I enjoy because you're out there long enough that people get tired and fall out, but it's also, you know, you can go for 10 hours straight without really needing to worry too much about, as long as you're not a fucking fat body falling out.
Diabetic who's dehydrated a la Stunt.
Yeah, well, that's common knowledge. You're going to a game, drink water.
That kid.
Beat the heat.
He was 45. Diabetic?
I thought
he was just on like a shitload of...
That was the rumor that he was diabetic, too.
I had heard...
No, I didn't hear
and
that.
That's why it was that bad.
Oh, no.
I had
because,
heard
like,
that,
he didn't
like,
manage himself, and then he dehydrated, and then you had that compounding.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But anyway, back to Iron Horse.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the one... Like, all right, I would travel, spend the money for this, potentially different group of people going, you know, just kind of feel it out and, you know, just say, fuck it, let's do it. Plus, I feel like that road trip would also be...
It is a lot of fun.
Hilarious.
It's a lot of Shens. It's a long time for Shens.
Yeah.
The Shens we didn't even discuss.
Like if you pick the car up at, like, noon, on the day you're supposed to leave. And then, you know, don't leave for like 3 hours after that. That's
awesome. But no, like, dead ass though, we're also the kind of people that will leave. We'll leave at 4 in the morning, packed, ready to go to get off the island.
Right there with you, fam.
So, you let us know.
So I do that, honestly, like once a month.
Leave on Friday.
For how long is the drive?
14 hours at best.
Okay, so realistically, you're 19. Talking 18 to 19.
I've done
it. It took us about 18, 19.
Hold on. Convoy, 19 hours.
Yeah. Okay. So at that point, I'd almost want to leave...
Thursday night after work is probably your ideal.
Yeah.
Hard pass.
Dude, no, we got there when we left...
I was going to say Thursday morning.
That's way too much time ahead.
That's what we did for fucking...
That's what we did, and we barely made it.
Was it Thursday that we
left? We left Thursday morning in the Thursday afternoon. We planned to leave at Thursday at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Doug wanted to leave.
I'm getting old as fuck, so, like, I need
a
travel day and then a recovery day before I go and do this.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I
don't need a recovery day, like, before the game. Like, I'd be okay with, like, driving up there on Friday.
Once a month, on a Monday morning, I commute 5 hours to work.
Really? Because
I go to D.C.
You work in D.C.?
You don't work in D.C.
No. I'll leave from D.C. for the weekend,
okay.
And I'll drive back to work in New York 5 hours.
Right. I was about to say, are you doing?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I do the same thing when I was going to visit Denise. I would
like,
get
it's
out of work
fully
hours,
doable. I mean, you're walking wounded for the day, but, like, it's doable.
Right, but, like, I don't want to do that.
Well,
like,
Friday,
I
you also got
to
think.
The day time and the income to not fucking do that. So, like, I don't want to.
Yeah. If it's the only problem that I would have with that is because I won't get my vacation until October, I'd have to use sick and personal, which I wouldn't have a problem doing. The only problem is that we wouldn't be coming back until Monday, right? We would be
at least.
Back.
So it depends, because if we say this is what we're going
to
do, I can talk to my coworker who happens to have a plane, and we could fly there.
How many people fit
good
on this
times?
Plane?
Not many.
Not many. So you would have to, like, rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, but you know what? No. Your first time driving to this thing, you're fucking cutting your teeth, and you're goddamn driving.
Yeah.
If anything, you're going to send the people who have gone.
Drink scotch in a plane.
I was going to say,
even if he doesn't get the plane to go down, I'm just going to fly to Albany International. So.
Yeah.
Wait, can't you be my backseat bartender?
No, he's going to be the front seat bartender.
All right.
Are we
slash
driving or
wait,
flying?
Wait, can I fly the plane?
Look,
no!
I float a plane.
This guy might let you.
Yeah,
seriously,
he's,
I met him. He's
cool
freaking awesome.
Yeah. I've flown a plane before.
Shout out. You know who you are if you listen.
I'm pilot.
He doesn't.
He's not
listening to this, please.
No, probably not.
Like I said, Airsoft is very self-loathing. Like, I will freely admit I avidly play World of Warcraft at work before I admit to playing Airsoft.
Do you put that on your resume? That you, like,
no!
Lead raids?
No!
Wait, do you lead raids?
What? No.
Oh,
do you put that you LARP on a resume? Like, how fucking
good
do you
want to
be?
He's only done it once. He doesn't LARP.
I've only done it once. I probably would not...
It's like cocaine.
Doing
you've done
it
once. You don't do cocaine. You
like,
just
are
it
or are we partying?
This ain't my first rodeo. Me talking on my second rodeo.
He was like, oh, really? He's like, yo, I'm going to make fun of Jungle so bad at work.
No, I know. And...
And it's probably nonstop, but...
No,
any which way...
I'm still
whether we're driving
down.
Or we're flying...
No, I'm fine
I think that
whatever,
would be a good
but
time.
My thought would be a typical...
Honestly,
Thursday, ass crack of dawn.
The road trip was why you do it.
The road
right,
trip
I mean,
was
even
a lot
the
fun.
Road trip... Like,
yeah, but a road trip in a plane would be pretty bad.
The road trip...
That's not a road trip!
That's a fucking
stop
sky
it.
Trip!
Talk.
No sky mall.
The road trip to South Carolina for Faded Giant was pretty shenzy. Even the road trip to Staunton, I know you guys did your own thing.
Yeah.
Was
how
pretty shenzy.
How long did it take you guys? Because you guys left before us, and we got there not long after you.
No, we left, because Defo, his train schedule was all fucked up, and I thought he overslept, so we picked him up in Queens somewhere.
You know, actually...
We left probably about 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Oh, wow, we didn't leave till like 6.
Yeah, but you also, I mean, if you think about it, you only got there like an hour or two after us.
I thought it wasn't even that long. I thought it was only like an hour.
It was probably, yeah, I mean, so if we left around 5, picked Defo up at the train station.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, what I could get for this game, I could road trip down with you guys. I could fly back.
Mm-hmm.
Because that
yeah.
would actually, that would actually
yeah,
work.
Yeah, if we could drop you off at the Delta Atlanta, like,
yeah.
well, the Atlanta airport if you,
yeah.
you know,
just,
fly
you know,
back.
Don't check your gun.
ATL.
Well, no, you guys are going to keep my stuff, and I'll get it when, you know, next time I see you after that.
Right.
I'll just stay here.
It's true. Yeah. Scuba's collecting everyone else's shit. Island,
like, basically, I got one.
If you drive to the island Wednesday,
yeah,
and then ready to go for Thursday, you know, you could do it.
Well, I'd probably train to the island. Just leave my car up there.
Yeah.
I have to Uber from the airport. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. It's possible. But yeah, that was kind of the one I was targeting because it's far enough away where, at that point, work will finally be at a happy place for me. And
right.
And you know, it's enough time away where I can forget about the bullshit from Stonewall.
I would love to confirm to go, but I can't commit to that far in the future.
Nobody can right now.
When is Stonewall?
You mean
Iron Horse?
Iron Horse, excuse me.
Michael Ironside?
It's usually around
AMS
right now,
Michael
around
Ironside is what I'm referring to this game.
I won't be here.
Right now, nothing is set in stone, but based on last year's time frame, around the last weekend of February.
Based on last time
you go, right?
I thought it was
Georgia. But
it was third week of February.
Whatever.
It was right after Valentine's Day.
Sure.
Won't you be at Benton?
I will be at Fort Gordon.
Oh.
You'll be in Georgia?
I will be in Georgia.
And you at Fort Gordon?
Offline.
So if that's the case, get a weekend pass. Let's hood.
We'll see if I can.
All of your weekend passes have been revoked. Get into your PTs for Clive and Curry.
Probably.
That means we can bring the LTDP.
If you're gonna be there during the springtime, I'm totally hitting.
Is he one of the listeners?
I have no idea.
I wonder.
I'm going.
Lieutenant Disappointing Package.
Plus,
yeah.
Oh man, you said it out fully. Do I need to edit that?
Yes.
What?
I got
it out. His name. Edit out his name.
No, I think we can say the name. I just need to edit out what DP stands for.
No, that's what I wanted
double
to do.
Double penetration.
No, I wanted to leave that in.
Oh, then bleep out.
I'll
stop saying it then.
Why? Because the people are going to fucking be like, beep, what the fuck are they saying?
That amped bird sound every time we say his name.
Find the sound clip. I'll put it in.
All right.
Can we do meows instead? Like,
listen up, man.
Like Podcast Beyondos.
Listen up,
Podcast Beyondos.
What about?
wait, he does a podcast.
He's filming a podcast from Basic.
No,
now we got another name to bleep.
No, we can leave his name.
No one cares about him.
Right.
Just to piss off the people.
What people?
What, dude? Nobody listens to this.
I know it's
actually,
so many listeners.
Actually. Total listening here. To like one to the Demos Hand episode, we got like 50 listeners.
Wow.
Across all platforms.
Yeah,
all
right.
A whole bunch
so
of weird Russian
50
followers.
Fucking listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder why.
Wait, which episode?
And we have like a whopping 6 people on the Instagram.
Put that on me.
I'm still not one of them.
Yeah, you want to show out the Instagram
Bobby?
Quick?
Yeah, let's plug some of our stuff before we go. Where can you find us?
I mean, we plugged us last time. Plugged us everywhere.
We are available on Podomatic. Stitcher.
Right.
SoundCloud, we actually need to discuss offline.
Okay.
Continuing on SoundCloud. We have a Facebook, which is facebook.com/hasbeenairsoft.
Yep.
Sure.
Or just search Has Been Airsoft on Facebook.
Are we on
Has Been Airsoft.
We are on iTunes.
Okay.
To say it all together. We also have an Instagram. It's Has Been Airsoft _ podcast. Give us a like, give us a listen.
I try and tag as much as I can on SoundCloud, like Airsoft, Milsim, if it's about a specific op like Stonewall
right.
or like...
Iron Horse.
Well, I'll tag this one Iron Horse, but like Sovereign Fury is tagged Sovereign Fury. Not that anyone would search Sovereign Fury on...
Soft and fluffy.
Yes.
On SoundCloud, but if someone's like, hey, someone mentioned a podcast about this and this, it's on, like there's a chance someone could find it that way.
Right.
Okay.
One thing I would like to hear from our 6 listeners, what would be your ideal game, maybe? Like, whose ideal game do you like maybe more?
You know,
like, the most?
Actually, should I do, like, a straw poll and throw this up on, like, Facebook?
No, it'll be on our Facebook page.
No.
So, for the 6 people that listen.
Linus Keck tips.
But
here's the thing, and it's funny that you should bring that up, because I used to do a podcast with my friend CJ back in the day.
Yeah, I listened to it all the time.
Right.
So I listened to it.
And
oh, man.
We only ever had one question asked us, and that was from Jungle.
Really?
Jungle was the only person. We had at least 200 to 300 people that listened to it each week.
Huh.
And still just one person. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I remembered. I wanted to ask this question really quick. So, we were talking about North and South. So, we're not going to end the podcast. Sorry. We're going to probably go a little longer.
Oh, God.
It's fine.
So
we've been doing like 2-hour podcasts the past couple weeks. This is going to be a shorty.
What does Northeast Airsoft mean to y'all?
450 FPS,
it means
bitches.
Pretty good to us all because we're in the Northeast and y'all isn't in our vocabulary. So there's that.
Agreed.
I get it. I use y'all too.
Thank you.
Weird.
What does Northeast Airsoft mean to you guys? Like, seriously, like, because I think it's been discussed, but maybe not explained fully, but I want to hear everybody else's take.
I think we should
own.
Save this for next week.
That's something for next week.
I think that might be next week's topic. Maybe.
Give me blue balls. Yeah, I'll wait for next week.
All right, so maybe y'all can post on Instagram, Facebook, and everything about what you think Northeast Airsoft is to you. And then we'll come back next week.
Yes, Teacher Scuba.
You're fucking welcome.
What
and
the fuck
LTP.
Are you doing?
We're gonna have to
to edit that out because we can't put that in.
Hold on, cut it before 15 seconds. I need a law on that. Good.
Ignore that little break.
Yeah.
That is Northeast Airsoft. All we do is win. All
right. But I want to hear everybody's questions on. Like, I want to hear what everybody thinks Northeast Airsoft is. Seriously.
What if they don't live in the Northeast? Then what do they say?
So maybe put in
to suck.
Yeah, suck. But put in where you're from and what you think your culture of airsoft is. So if you're from Cali and you're listening, thank you. First off.
Why are you yelling?
Cali.
Because we're in a restaurant.
Faggot.
Cali.
Why are you...
Speedballing pussies. Southerners.
Oh!
Overinflated egos that suck at airsoft.
All right, Jungle. Calm down.
Overinflated egos that are good at airsoft.
That we can at least back our shit
Tell us how you really feel.
Let's end the podcast.
Middle America. No one cares.